540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Free lead testing is now easier for Milwaukee kids. A $400,000 federal grant will support screenings for thousands of MPS students. The first screening event was yesterday. There are more to come listed on the MPS website. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the effort shows how city, school, and federal partners can work together for children's health.
These are the sorts of partnerships that really make the difference in communities across this country, right? Because of our partnership with the federal government, we're going to be able to make a positive impact on the lives of kids and families in our community.
Health officials say early testing helps identify lead exposure sooner so families can get help faster. The district has spent $43 million to clean up lead from schools, with work completed in 99 facilities. In Oak Creek, classes are canceled again today at a school because of a widespread illness. St. Matthew's School says more than a quarter of its students are out sick, along with several staff members. The school was also closed yesterday. They say they're using the extra time for deep cleaning. They do expect to reopen tomorrow. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee could soon make it cheaper for landlords to install sprinklers in older apartment buildings after several deadly fires. A common council committee has approved a plan to waive city fees for property owners who add sprinklers voluntarily. The proposal would cover planning and inspection fees, but not installation costs. If passed by the full council, landlords would have 3 years to take advantage of the waiver. The annual Roar will be no more. Harley-Davidson is ending its annual homecoming festival on Milwaukee's lakefront, but the company says they're not stepping away from big local celebrations. Harley now says they plan to roll those homecoming events into major milestone anniversaries instead of running a festival every year. The company also announced a new partnership with Summerfest, making the company a sponsor of a special July 4th fireworks show. Plans have changed for fans hoping to see Steve Martin and Martin Short in Milwaukee this week. Their show Friday at the Miller High Life Theater has been postponed, with no new date announced yet. The Pabst Theater Group says tickets will still be good when it's rescheduled. USA Today has confirmed the change following the death of Martin Short's adult daughter. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Ahead of President Donald Trump's State of the Union address, the Democratic senator from Wisconsin called out damage done to Medicaid, health care, and thousands of Wisconsinites. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin highlighted the financial and emotional ramifications of the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Kim Frederick, a Wisconsin mother to a child with Down syndrome, said the cuts to Medicaid could impact her son's care, and she's already seen her costs increase.
Because we own a small business, we also have our insurance through the Affordable Care Act, and we lost our enhanced premium tax credits, which caused our health insurance to more than double.
Baldwin said an estimated 250,000 Wisconsinites will lose Medicaid coverage as a result of Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. She added that rural health care services are in danger.
Many of our rural hospitals are already operating in the red, and these cuts mean that we'll see some hospitals close.
Baldwin vowed to keep applying pressure to restore the cuts in services made by the Trump administration. Frederick attended the State of the Union address last night in Washington, D.C. as a guest of Senator Baldwin. The fight over Wisconsin's voter data continues, and both national parties are getting involved. The U.S. Justice Department is suing to obtain full access to Wisconsin's voter rolls, saying it needs the data to verify compliance with election laws. Democrats filed a motion arguing that the request could expose private information on more than a million voters. Republicans say the state should cooperate if it has nothing to hide. The Wisconsin Elections Committee has refused to release the data, setting up the court battle. A group of students, parents, educators, school districts, and advocacy groups from across Wisconsin have filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin State Legislature and the Joint Committee on Finance for failing to adequately fund public schools. Tanya Kutlowski is the superintendent of Nisita Area School District, which is one of the plaintiffs. She said state funding has not kept up with the needs of students.
Over the past decade, we have been underfunded in special education by over $13 million just in 10 years. Our local referendum, some would argue or could argue, has been 100% funding that mandated legal constitutional obligation.
State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley responded to the court challenge in a press release saying, quote, our current funding formula is not working. Some districts thrive, others struggle to meet basic needs. Opportunity should not depend on geography, but too often it does, end quote. Of the 19 plaintiffs, five of them are school districts in Wisconsin. The Adams Friendship Area School District, School District of Beloit, Eau Claire Area School District, Green Bay Area Public School District, and Nisita Area School District. Wisconsin joins the list of states seeing lawsuits over school funding in recent years. The case was filed in Eau Claire County Circuit Court Monday night. The next step is for the court to assign a judge. Then the defendants, the Joint Committee on Finance, and Wisconsin State Legislature have 45 days to respond. The case could eventually end up before the liberal-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court. There's a danger to your vehicle on Wisconsin roads, and it's not other drivers. Joanne Krulatz explains.
You might not see it, but something on winter roads could be slowly destroying your vehicle. Road salt, applied to improve traction on icy roads, can also accelerate rust on your vehicle's undercarriage. Rust can weaken structural parts, brake lines, and suspension systems, while also discoloring or chipping paint. Routine washing is an inexpensive way to prevent damage and avoid costly repairs. Electric vehicles face unique risks because battery packs, cooling lines, and electronics sit low in the chassis and are more sensitive to corrosion. High voltage connectors, charging ports, and aluminum battery housings can degrade faster than similar components on gas-powered vehicles. To prevent salt damage on your vehicle, wash it regularly, at least every 2 weeks or more often after driving on heavily salted roads. Prioritize the undercarriage. Use car washes and underbody sprays. Rinse first, flush off loose salt before washing to protect the paint, and apply wax. A fresh coat before winter helps shield paint from salt and moisture. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Average gasoline prices in the Badger State have fallen about 3.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.52 a gallon. That's according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the national average price of gasoline has risen 1.2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.88 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, who is the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said crude oil trades are high, driven by escalating tensions between the United States and Iran. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Badgers and the Ducks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Eugene tonight to take on the Oregon Ducks at 10-17. Oregon has had a difficult season, but they just upset USC 71-70. Marquette beat Georgetown 76-60. Nigel James led the Golden Eagles with 20 points and 6 assists. NBA, the Bucks on top, 128-117 over the Miami Heat. Doc Rivers says the Bucks finally seem to be headed in the right direction.
Tonight, there were stretches where we could have gave in and we didn't. So I told him that after the game. I said, that's a gut kind of win for us. It was a good win.
And at the NFL Scouting Combine, Brian Gutekunst says the Packers were sorry to see special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia leave Green Bay.
Losing him is tough just because of what he brought to our football team. I think he had some other opportunities that he was looking at. Really good coach, and wherever he ends up, that place is going to be better for it.
That's Brian Gutekunst from Indianapolis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any stray snow flurry out there coming to an end as skies turn mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 20s and northwest winds a bit breezy. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, upper teens. Quite a bit of sunshine around on Thursday with a high near 40. Currently 26 degrees.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.